So, again, I have this theme that I've been working through most of this season, and it's called personal responsibility. Taking accountability for what you do. I mean, it's the definition of personal responsibility. And I know, you know, some of what I've been saying is his first couple of episodes of I'm Not Gonna Front have been at the ladies, and rightfully so. They could be mad. This one, though, this isn't even directed to men. This is really me calling out one man. And I don't give a fuck if he hears this. I don't give a fuck if he got a problem with it. It's my opinion. And yeah, I got a problem with this dude, Nick Cannon, and his lack of dick control. I have a serious problem with Nick Cannon and his lack of semen etiquette. It's embarrassing. It's fucking embarrassing. But I'm going to save it for the episode. Listen, dig in, lock in. Let's get into it, talk about it. And then after you hear what I got to say, listen, if you disagree with what I'm about to say, me and you are not the same person. If you disagree with what I got, I don't really judge people. Yeah, I do. I'm lying. I judge the fuck out of people. But I don't really hold a lot of things against people, right? This is one of the particular ones where if you disagree with me on this, we can't be cool. We can't, because there's no excuse for, well, fuck it. Let's just get into it. I'm going to talk about it. You guys come back and you can talk amongst yourselves, and then you figure out if you agree with where I'm at, or and you just figure it out for yourself. So if you've been listening to the theme of this so far this season, I've been talking a lot about responsibility, personal responsibility, social responsibility. I've been talking about a lot. And I don't really get into calling people out. Like, I don't really get into this addressing people, you know, directly, because I kind of feel like how you live your life is how you live your life. But there is one dude that I want to talk about that, yo, I just have a problem with. I just have a serious problem with how he's moving. And it's this dude, Nick Cannon. Like, the dude is successful. First of all, I think he's corny as shit. Like, let's not, but that's not it. And I mean, the turbans and the Tims and the weird shitty, whatever. All right. He's a wildly successful businessman, way more successful than I have ever hoped to be in business. Financially, he's much better off financially than I am. Okay. But the problem that I have is this dude is like indiscriminate with his sperm. It's almost like if he says hello to a woman, she gets pregnant. Like, I promise you, I would not want a woman that I care about to ever even meet Nick Cannon, because I feel like if he said hello, shook her hand, gave her a hug, she's instantly pregnant. This guy's what, like 11 kids by like 9 different women? Dude, show some dick discretion. Like, this shit, like, a lot of these first few episodes, you know, I've kind of been hard on the women. And I'm not going to front, I've been hard on the women because I would like to see more and better from women. But I'm just looking at this dude and it's like, fam, like, I just really have a question. And it's like, what? You just out here just popping babies. Like, has he never heard of the word condom? Has he never heard of the word condom before a day in his life? I would like to know if he has or he hasn't. It'd be very interesting if somebody could tell me. Like, at this point, Nick Cannon needs to be the poster boy for mandatory vasectomies. Look, y'all know I'm in no way, I in no way agree with eugenics. You know, I completely hate Margaret Sanger. I hate what, you know, Planned Parenthood was originally created for. I hate that. But it's very hard to take this position and stance against them when you got dudes like Nick Cannon that are out here literally getting every woman that he says hello to pregnant. And part of the problem, listen, it's not a financial problem. We know he's making money. Nick Cannon has created generational wealth for his extremely large family. Hypothetically, they should all be able to eat off of the incredible brand. You know, he had the headphones. He had some other things. He's created, what is it, America's Got Talent. I don't know how long Wild and Out has been running, but he owns it. He's getting paid. Great. Celebrate. Cool. But my man, you're feeding into every stereotype of the hypersexualized black male. And it just looks bad. It looks bad. I get it. You married Mariah. The marriage didn't go right. Maybe you're not up to get married again. That's fine. That's your fucking choice. Nobody says you have to be married. Nobody says you have to be married to have, you know, kids or raise a family. And I understand in today's time, sometimes people have children by more than one person. It's not something that I personally ever wanted to do or want to have done. But every time I look at the news or every time, you know, something comes up about Nick Cannon, it's about another baby shower. This dude has had more pregnancy photo shoots than Naomi Campbell has had cover shoots for Vogue magazine. Dude, get a fucking vasectomy at this point. You have made your mark on the world. The last name Cannon will carry on for generations on top of generations on top of generations on top of generations. You don't have shit to worry about your legacy. Like, that's what it used to be. You know, back in the day, you used to have a bunch of kids because, you know, before medical science got to where it was, you know, kids would die. People worry about their line ending. Like if you watch shows like Lord of the Rings, or you watch shows like Game of Thrones, which that's a whole nother conversation. But you worry about your line, your legacy. Who's going to carry on the family namesake? Nick, that's not a problem for you at this point, buddy. You got plenty. You know, some people worry about having kids to have somebody to take care of them when they get older. Nick, you got plenty. Nick Cannon damn near has a football team. He damn near has a starting 11 on a football team. He can go too deep on a basketball team. This is how many kids that he has by different women. And again, the part of the problem, I'm not in Nick Cannon's circle. I don't hang out with this guy. I don't know too many people that know him like that. So, but from what I understand, he's not even in relationships with these women that he's fucking. It's not like he has 10 kids because he had 10 different wives, or he's 10 different. It's like, I don't know how many sets of ghetto twins that I think he has, like the two twins by Mariah that are actually twins. And then I think he's got like another set of like three ghetto twins, you know, like ghetto twins where you had like two different women pregnant at the same time. There's gotta be some level of responsibility there. And it's like, yo, nobody in your family's checking you. You ain't got no uncle. You ain't got no brother. You ain't got no, I don't know if his dad is around, not around, but your dad, your granddad, fuck your mom. Nobody's pulling your ass to the side to be like, hey, boy, go get that shit snipped. Go get that shit snipped. As a black man, that shit is embarrassing. That every time I look up, Nick Cannon is pregnant. Well, he's not, but another woman is pregnant with another one of his kids. Now, I'll try my best to say something complimentary. At least he claims them. At least he claims them. We're not hearing rumors about him not taking care of his kids. And listen, there are plenty of dudes out there in the same situation. We could talk about Future. We could talk about Sean Kemp that used to play basketball. We could talk about all these dudes that got all of these different kids. I don't respect none of them. I'm not saying you're only supposed to have one kid in life. Like, I always wanted a brother or a sister. Never got one. But it's like, damn, dude. Like, damn. How, just like, what is your end game? And Nick, and the crazy one, Nick Cannon is like my age. Nick Cannon's in his fucking 40s, still popping out kids left and right. Listen, I don't know if he's single-handedly trying to repopulate a city or a state. I don't know what it is. And, you know, there's that old saying, children are a blessing from God. Yeah, to a degree. But there's a point when, hey, man, you're getting a little greedy with the blessings here, bro. You're getting a little greedy with the blessings. Again, from what I understand and from what we can gather, he takes care of his kids. From what we can understand, he takes care of them. He's got the money to do it, but it's still like, you still got to ask the question, like, bro, you got 10 kids by like 8 different women? What? Come on, buddy. The key word is dick discretion. I like sex just as much as the next guy. Shit, I love it. If I didn't have to work, if I didn't have to provide a living, you know, if Cheyenne wasn't around, if Aiden didn't like nice shit, you know, if Ashanti didn't pop up and ask me for ice cream money in the summer when the ice cream truck comes around, I'm not gonna lie, I'd probably lay around all day and try and get ass too. But I know I can't afford it. I can't afford all them damn kids. And just because you can't afford them doesn't mean, it's like that old saying, just because something's in your size doesn't mean you should wear it. Well, Nick, just because you can bust the nut and get a girl pregnant doesn't mean you should be doing it. All of the success that he's had, that you would want to celebrate and you would want to applaud, I'm sorry, I can't give that to you. Because, like I said, you're just out here just shooting up every club you can find. Nick Cannon is running around here like Sean in 1999. He's shooting up every fucking club he can find. And it just gets to the point to where you gotta wonder, like, my man, why? What the fuck? And I also have to question the women. Like, I have to question the women. Because, see, part of it, it isn't just being there for your kids financially. Dude, you're already a busy man. He's already a busy man. He's working all the time. TV shows, tours. I don't think he's made a movie in a while, but still movies. Like, he's a business dude. So you're not, you can't be there for 10 different kids by like 8 different women. You can't be there emotionally and mentally, and you can't provide all of that your kids are going to need you to do, unless you've got some weird commune that we don't know about, that everybody lives at the same house. And we know Mariah ain't going for that shit. So how do you split your weekends up? How do you split your time up between your kids? Listen, one of my favorite things that I used to do when Cheyenne was younger was have Uncle Niece Day. It's an offshoot of Daddy Daughter Day. She's not my daughter, but it was Uncle Niece Day, and I used to love it. We used to go to the zoo, and we used to go to the Bayside. We used to go, there was this thing that the Children's Museum that was across the bridge. We used to go to Parrot Jungle or Parrot Island. I think it's called Parrot Island. But we used to do a bunch of stuff, and it was me and her. And even now, I'm in Virginia. She's older, so of course she doesn't have time for her old uncle, Uncle Marcus, like she used to. She has a life. Fine. It hurts a little bit, but it is what it is. But we still find time. We go to the gun range. We still go do stuff. But, you know, listen, I go to Aiden's football games. Ashanti's a cheerleader. I still try to find time. You know, if it's not them, I try to find time to go hang out with Tayshaun and with my cousin Tayshaun and with my cousin Zion. I still try to find time to go hang out with my cousin Chink. Just because, like I said, I think all kids need as much of a positive male influence in their life as possible. Plus, I love being around them. It is something magical about being around kids. Kids will make you feel better when you're going through stuff, right? But my thing, Nick, when do you have time for daddy-daughter day? Like, is it like a group thing? Like, for you to do daddy-daughter day, Nick's pretty much got to rent a tour bus. Like, when do you have time to be there for you? And especially as they get older and they start developing more problems and more issues where they need more direct fatherly attention between work and your personal life, because apparently he has a very robust and thriving personal life. When are you going to have time for them? This is something that I was going back to. You know, I made the episode about moms can't raise sons. Well, guess what? Fathers, you can't raise a whole bunch of kids that ain't in the same damn house. Somebody's going to catch the short end of the stick. Somebody's going to come out with emotional trauma because you weren't there, because you really had to make a choice between being there for this one or being there for that one. Like, how do you hit, I mean, basic shit. How do you hit parent-teacher conferences? What about graduation? What if graduations are on different days? What about if this kid is in this state and this kid is in this state and this kid's got a basketball game and this kid's got a football game and somebody else has got a cheerleading competition and gymnastics competition? What if somebody else has a spelling bee? Like, you really have to make these choices. And it's one thing to do it if all of the kids are in the same house. That's hard enough. That's hard enough. All right. I've seen how it affects kids where it's dad has this family and then there's this family. I've already seen that's hard enough. With, I'm talking about like two or three kids where, you know, dad had one kid, didn't work out, gets remarried, has like two more kids. And it's, even then it's difficult. Dude, you got 10. I think he's, I'm being cautious saying 10. I'm not even looking it up. He might have more than that. Like, there's a level of responsibility as a grown man that when you look to start a family or you look to say, I'm going to bring a child into this world, there's more to providing for a child than just finances, than just money. There's more to do than just popping up on birthdays or doing a fly birthday party or something. There's more to it than just the maternity photos. When do you have time to be a father? The shit is, like I said, as a black man, we're already walk under this narrative that we're hypersexualized, that we have all of these kids, that we're just popping, you know, we're just getting women knocked up and moving on to the next woman. And as much as, you know, you want to attack that myth and tear that myth down, fuck, this dude is out here confirming the shit. The dude is out here like, yeah, I'm going to be every single thing that they say negatively about a black man. It's like, it's fucking frustrating. And again, to the women that keep getting pregnant by this guy, You don't want your kids to have a father? Like, you don't want the father? You don't want your kids to have a father in the home? Like I said, maybe he's got some weird, you know, sister wife commune poly family shit where they all live together and they all get along and sing Kumbaya at dinner time and maybe. But I don't think that's what it is. I don't think that's what the fuck it is. And as the women in the situation, I got to look like, yo, how could you even think to get pregnant by this guy? You don't want more for yourself? You don't want a relationship with your child's father outside of him fucking you when he shows up? Nothing? Nothing else? Nothing? That's it? You good with that? All right, well, it's almost like shit. If you good with it, then what the fuck can I really, really say about it? If they're good with it, what can I really, 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 really motherfucking say about it? Nothing. Nothing. Listen, this isn't a long episode. This is just a rant. This is literally just a rant. But damn, like I'm just really embarrassed over this dude, Nick Cannon. And it's even for the guys that have multiple, at some point they start slowing down. It doesn't look like this dude is trying to take any breaks. It don't look like it's like any vagina that'll let him come up in it raw. He's all like, yep, I'm down. Let's do this. Let's pop out another baby. There was a Law & Order SVU episode about this dude who was like a serial impregnator. And I think he had like 20 or 30 kids or something. And he was just had all these different women pregnant. It was a whole thing. And I know that was a Law & Order SVU show, but and it was crazy because it was John Stamos in the show. But like, I feel like that's Nick Cannon. I feel like Nick Cannon sizes a woman up. It's like, yep, that's my next baby mama. Look, I joke all the time about, yeah, I would get her pregnant or I would get her pregnant. And it's a joke. It's a joke. Ha ha. Funny, funny. It's a joke. It's a joke. I'm not out here. No, I'm not out here to do that. I'm trying to set a better example for the kids that come after me. Whether I wind up having some of my own or it's just my nephews and nieces and my godchildren that are around me, I'm trying to set an example over here. And this, like I said, this dude is just out here just willy-nilly like, oop, let me whip this shit out. Let me go ahead and skeet on up in this. I can't fathom that he is happy about having all of these kids. I'm not saying that he's, you know, doesn't want his kids. He doesn't love his kids. But there's a part of me that, and maybe, like I said, maybe he does have a breeding fetish. You know, that's a thing apparently. Maybe he does. But there's just a part of me that just looks at this thing and is like, dude, how can you just really just want to just keep having kids? I think part of it has to do is because he's the male in the situation. He doesn't have to be there for the changing of the diapers, the baby crying, baby teething and all that shit. He's got enough money to hire nannies and to get help for the woman if she needs it. But I think if it was a situation where he had to be there in the house with all of these different kids, nah, he would slow that shit down. I know people that got two kids and is like, yo, this is enough. I'm good. I know some people got three kids like, nope, I'm getting my shit snipped, bro. Or, you know, women like, I'm getting my tubes tied. Oh, nah, that's too many. And this dude's just out here. I'm telling you, I really feel like by this time next year, Nick Cannon is going to have enough for football to go at least a starting 11 on a football team plus two reserves. He can already go, like I said, he can already go two full rotations deep as a basketball team. Fuck a sixth man. Nick Cannon got a bench. Nick Cannon got a bench. And there's a point, like I said, it's as a fellow black man, none of y'all are checking him. None of these guys that are supposed to be friends with Nick Cannon are pulling him to the side like, dude, what the fuck are you doing? Maybe they are. Listen, maybe they are. Maybe he just doesn't listen. Maybe he's that friend that just doesn't listen. We all have one. In most situations, I'm the friend that doesn't listen. But yeah, it's like just because you have the money to take care of these kids, there's more to it than that. And these kids at some point are going to suffer. Because you're just not there. What happens when it thunderstorms and it lightens or your kid falls down and skins their knee and they want dad to be there, you got to make a choice between which kid you're going to. Oh, shit. Hold on. I got to leave from over your house because, you know, Nick the fourth skinned his knee. But dad, I need you here to help me with homework. Like, I don't know. It's an embarrassing thing, man. It's an embarrassing thing. Like I said, I didn't want to make this a whole long episode. I'll probably just post this as a bonus, just me ranting. But Nick Cannon is a fucking embarrassment to black men. Nick Cannon is a whole fucking embarrassment to black men. Dude, go get a fucking vasectomy, please. Shit, I'll pay for it. I know he's rich, but I'll pay for it. I know he got health insurance. Vasectomies are covered under health insurance. Go get that shit snipped, dude. Please. Like, damn. And I said it. I think I said everything that needs to be said. I think I did. I don't think I left anything off. If I did, somebody please feel free to get in contact with me. I'll make this shit a part two. I don't give a fuck. I'll make this shit a part two. I don't give a fuck. Because what this dude is out here doing, like I said, it doesn't come down to the money. It doesn't come down to whether you're financially able to take care of your kids. It doesn't come down to none of that. It doesn't come down to none of that shit. It all boils down to, it all boils the fuck down to, bruh, I can't even call you a man. Like, you're just out here just wilding. I can't look at you as a man that I would have respect for. Like, right now, if a woman in my family pulled up and was like, Nick Cannon is the dude that she's dating, I don't give a fuck how much money he has. I don't care about none of that. No. No. Because I think Nick Cannon has a serious lack of respect for women. I think he has a serious lack of respect for himself. I think Nick Cannon has a serious lack of respect for the history of, I don't want to say black culture, but the narratives that have surrounded black people. Look, I don't buy a whole lot into identity politics. I'm not really big in the identity politics and all of that shit. However, as black people, we do have to be conscious of these narratives that what I'll call the ruling class, the mainstream class, has put out there against us. And yes, you should be free to live your life however you want to live it to a degree. But you already know, as a black person, it's some shit that you can't do that other people can do and get away with. And quite frankly, Nick Cannon is leaning into every stereotype of the fact that the black man just has no sexual control at all. Like, y'all know I don't fuck with feminism in any shit. Radical feminism, lesbian feminism, first wave, second wave, third wave, 19th wave. I don't fuck with feminism at all. But Nick Cannon makes, like, I can't defend Nick Cannon against the feminists. I can't. Like, I can defend most men in most situations against the feminist. If a feminist was sitting right here and wanted to have an argument with me, a discussion, I can't defend Nick Cannon against that shit. I can't. What the fuck I'm gonna say? He proves everything that they say about dudes, that dude's only thing with his dick is right. And with that being said, man, listen, I'm out of here. It's your man Quest. This is the Star. Damn, I was about to say this shit all wrong. This is the Quest Logic Podcast. You can find me on my Instagram page, Star Max Quest. You can find me on Twitter, Quest is Thanos. You can hit me in the email. You can leave the messages up here on the page. I want to thank everybody who's come back to support. Like, already, the numbers are already peaking back to how we used to be before my little sabbatical. So I want to thank everybody for coming back. I want to thank people for taking, you know, most of my episodes are around the same amount of time. I want to take people for taking like 30 to 45 minutes out of their day to just listen to my dumbass talk. I really appreciate that shit. I really appreciate it. So listen, we've got some other things in store for you. Like I said, both books are on the way. I've got both books on the way. I've got a secret that I've got to let out. I got a secret that I'm going to let out in a couple of episodes about something else that I've been doing. It's been very wildly successful that I kind of kept under wraps for a while just to see how it would develop. It's coming out in a couple of episodes. Stay tuned to that. Pay attention to everything that's coming up. And man, listen, it feels good to be back. It just feels really good to be back. But this is the Quest Logic Podcast, man. I'm out of here. Peace.